We are quickly approaching the end of 2024. And if you have not purchased an investment property yet this year, and it's been one of your goals, I need you to listen very closely. I know many of you live in areas where it's so expensive and investment properties seem impossible. I'm talking about some of the big cities. So LA, New York City, maybe even Seattle, Atlanta, places in Florida, and the list goes on. If you know that where you live is too expensive, I need you to lock in right now. Investing out of state changed my life as somebody living in California. I now invest in Ohio and I'm growing my portfolio. It's something that's possible. You just need the right information and execution. So if that's you, if you want to learn how to invest out of state, go to outofstatemoney.com and there is a free training that'll outline the steps for you and help you understand exactly what it takes. So go to outofstatemoney.com or simply go to the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second? Yes, this is the Black Real Estate Dialogue.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. If you haven't already, you know the drill. Please be sure to leave a rating and review wherever you're listening to this. It takes a few seconds and it goes a long way because it helps us get this information in front of our community and everybody all over the world. All right, y'all. So more news out of Florida. This Florida condo crisis is just getting worse, and it's really hard for people to sell these condos. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that later on in the episode, and we'll hear some opinions on that. And today we're going to hear from condo owners who are stressed out and who are really going through some challenges because of the crisis and all the issues surrounding it. And then we'll also learn about the negligence of some of these condo associations. And then we're also going to hear what Governor DeSantis has to say about it, which I thought was interesting what he had to say. But again, make sure you stick around to the end because we'll talk a lot more about that. So first, we're going to hear from the nightmares that some condo owners are experiencing in Miami because of this crisis.
Now, Florida's condo market is a bubble poised to burst, and more than a third of those condos lie in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. Inventory is up, prices down. Buyers seem wary of 30 to 40-year-old buildings, too. CBS News Miami's Joe Gorcho looks at what you should do if you want to buy or sell.
Conditions of the building has deteriorated within the last couple of years.
From a distance, Melina Moren lives in an ordinary North Miami high-rise. Upon closer inspection, you can see the issues plaguing Three Horizons South. A giant hole near the top of this 50-year-old building. Balconies missing and under repair, rusting pipes, and other issues.
We have a leaky roof that could be causing water damage and mold issues.
Moren tells us she's paid over $11,000 for several special assessments over the last few years for the roof and concrete restoration projects. She's worried more are on the way.
So the damages have grown, and we need money to fix it.
So here's my thing. I don't understand how the condo association could allow the building to fall in such disrepair. And if you go on my YouTube channel, you'll be able to see the video, but it looks terrible. Like it really looks bad. And the balconies are just in really tremendous disrepair. And so what I'm thinking when I see and hear these kind of things is, where is the HOA money going? Where is the money that people are paying every month going towards? What is it going towards? And 11,000 for special assessments over the last few years is absolutely crazy. And I just don't get it. I really don't get it. And here is the sad part. She is concerned that more expenses, more high costs are on the way. And to be honest, I agree with her. I think there is more to come. I don't think this is the end of it for her particular building. Now, that was bad, but unfortunately, it gets worse. So let's check out this next clip.
We reached out to the association president to see if the
So, of
repair
course, the
projects
association
were nearly
president didn't
complete or
reply
if
to the
future
request for
special
comment because
assessments
she doesn't have
might
any
be
answers.
needed.
That's just the
She
honest
is
truth.
yet to respond.
And
We're supposed to
the
have
person who was
concluded
speaking, she didn't say
the
this
concrete
specifically, but in my
restoration
opinion,
and
I
painting
believe
project.
that
Kenny Irvin
she may
stepped
have
down as the
left her position
association's
because they
property
refused to get
manager
anything
last
done for the
month for
residents.
personal reasons.
And
She
I'm
explained
curious to hear what you
that
think
on
about
top
that.
of
And
the
maybe you agree, maybe
association
you don't
trying
agree,
to
but
meet the
definitely
upcoming safety
let me know what
deadlines
you
to
think.
meet state
And the
requirements.
crazy thing is
The
that they
building is
still hadn't
underinsured
completed
and is
the
yet to fully
concrete
fund
restoration or the
mandated
painting,
reserves.
and the
These
place looks
additional
really bad. Again,
inspections,
definitely feel free to check out the
the
video on my YouTube
reserve
channel.
issues,
It's just in terrible condition.
Issues with records
and so
these
for
things,
some of you who are condo owners who are listening
so
and you have associations that are quite frankly incompetent, I feel for you. You know, I can't imagine what that's like. And I know it's not always an easy situation to get out of. So I do have some empathy and my heart goes out to you. So one thing that you've probably heard throughout this episode or throughout previous episodes, or just in the news, is this whole thing about being fully funded. So I want to share with you what that means so that you have some more context and you understand what they mean by that. So in response to the Surfside condominium collapse, the recent legislation is forcing condominium boards in buildings three stories or higher to complete a structural integrity reserve study. And so fully funding the association's reserve means that thousands of dollars in assessments for some condo owners in the state will be charged. So that's some context around why there's been so many special assessments being charged to certain condos in Florida. I also want to make sure we understand what they mean in more context and more detail about fully funded. So specifically, fully funded is a specific term defined in reserve study standards, meaning having the cash in reserves that's equivalent to the deteriorated value of the component slash project. The law only requires you to collect at a rate such that you have sufficient cash on hand at future points in time to accomplish your reserve projects when they are scheduled to occur. So essentially, you can think of it almost like a savings account. Like they're being required to have a certain amount of emergency savings within a certain period of time. And that money is supposed to come from the residents. The problem is that people are being asked for a lot of money in a very short period of time. That is the issue. That is the primary issue, among other things. And some may argue that, you know, years of neglect and not increasing fees or different things are also related, which is true. You know, that's an opinion I've gotten a lot, and that is true. So you add those two things together, it's honestly a recipe for disaster. So this next clip was very shocking to me, so let's check it out.
She says it is a crisis for many aging buildings like this one. Urban has worked as a property manager in South Florida for 30 years.
Very frustrating for me during my career is the fixation on trivial things that while maybe they are important to some degree, definitely not to the degree of making sure that you don't have deferred maintenance.
How many do you think of the course of your career were always trying to push for deferred maintenance and saying, we'll get to those big physical issues later down the line?
So what I'm hearing her say is that over her 30 years in the business, the condo associations really didn't care. And in my opinion, they turned a blind eye from what I'm hearing to maintenance that would negatively impact future residents down the line. And here we are now, and a lot of these buildings are hanging on by a thread. Like they're just in terrible condition. And so if you are out there somewhere and you're considering buying a condo, it's very important to know if the building has been regularly maintained, how old the building is, and if the association has been managed properly. I'm not going to ever tell anybody not to buy a condo, but if you decide to, these are the things you need to know, and it's extremely important for you to know. So one thing that I've heard people say so much over the last few months is that people in Florida should simply just sell their condos. But here's why that's unfortunately almost impossible these days.
At least 50%.
Craig Studnicki, ISG World CEO, has been selling real estate for 45 years. The unknown rising costs of special assessments in aging buildings, he says, scare off potential condo buyers.
They're asking realtors, please don't take me to a special assessment building.
Condo owners trying to get out appear to be selling at a discount. His firm's research shows condo sales in buildings 30 years or older in Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County are selling 20% lower than they were to start this year.
Think they saw bargains, but when they get their bill for special assessment sometime next year, I think they're going to realize they bought fool's gold.
We asked Nikki if South Florida's condo market is at risk of going bust without changes to state laws to help homeowners.
Without any modification, more than likely the buildings will continue to further deteriorate and may ultimately one day be condemned, leaving the value of the units to zero.
This week, Governor DeSantis suggested that the state could help associations secure interest-free or low-interest loans to help pay for assessments or repairs.
So if I was shopping for a condo, I wouldn't want to actually buy a condo that came with a special assessment. To me, it doesn't make any sense. And you know, I've had people comment and reach out to me saying that it'll be a great time to buy Florida condos when people start to foreclose on their condos. But in my opinion, I don't think it's ever going to be a good time because you'll get stuck with the rising HOA fees, the never-ending special assessments, and we haven't even discussed insurance, which is something else that has gone up quite a bit. So I personally don't see any positive reasons to purchase a condo in Florida. But again, you know, everybody has to make their own decision. That's just my opinion based on the information that I've been privy to over the past couple of months and just the unfortunate stuff that's going on in Florida. All right. So the moment you've all been waiting for, let's hear what Governor DeSantis has to say about this whole situation.
The legislature engaged in a good faith effort, but it sounds, and this is feedback we've been receiving now for many months, it sounds like there are a lot of condo unit owners who are just not in the financial position to pay large assessments on such short deadlines.
So I personally don't see how it was a good faith effort on their part, in my opinion. And the question that I have is, did anyone in this administration really think that people would come up with tens of thousands of dollars on the spot or be able to come up with tens of thousands of dollars on the spot? I mean, the reality of it is, like, most people living in this country don't even have $1,000 for an emergency, let alone tens of thousands of dollars to pay this special assessment out of nowhere and all these fees and so forth. And, you know, I've covered for quite some time just stories of seniors who were on the verge of losing their condos because of these six-figure assessments, buildings being vacated, and just so many more issues, and just the reality of people, what people are going through because of this whole condo situation. So I really don't see why this is a surprise, and I hope he's not surprised. It sounds like he might be. And in my opinion, anybody in their right mind knew this was going to happen. And again, my opinion, this is what happens when people get out of touch with reality. Like, anybody who thought the average everyday person, which is what most of the condo owners probably are, could come up with this kind of money overnight or in a few months is just out of their mind. So let's actually hear about some solutions that are being proposed to help people pay some of these fees.
One solution proposed today: push back that deadline. Give time for condos to fully fund those reserves.
Maybe it could wait 2 years, 3 years. We can roll it out slowly over time so that it's not, you know, back to back hits over the head.
Another solution: offer zero interest loans either to condo associations or condo owners to fund the repairs and space out paying for them.
If the associations had those funds directly lent to them, they would have the money right away to do the important things they need to get done.
I recently sat down with former Florida Senator Jeff Brandis. He was one of only a handful of lawmakers who intimately knew Florida's insurance market. And he says this doesn't just bring chaos to the condo market, but it could bring a collapse.
We're talking about tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of Floridians who are impacted by this, that are left without options. And it's a lot of heartbreak, and it's bankruptcies, and it's foreclosures.
So I've been saying for months throughout YouTube, through over here, that they should consider adjusting the timelines and giving people various options to pay. Now, they are proposing more debt for people, and now I'm wondering where that money's going to come from. It is probably going to come from taxpayers. The former senator, I actually do agree with him, and I appreciate what he said, because some people will definitely end up in foreclosure if something doesn't change and there's not some level of reform and support for people. And I really don't believe the powers that be care if people lose their condos, because, you know, people are suffering. They have been suffering because of this, and nobody seems to care. There's been tons of news coverage, and unfortunately, it doesn't seem like it's a big deal to anybody. So, you know, I'm very curious to see what happens, and I'm not surprised by anything that we learned or heard today. And the fact of the matter is that the majority of these condo communities will not be able to fully fund their reserves anytime soon. And that's the reason all this is coming up, because they cannot fully fund their reserves. But if you are interested in buying a condo, again, I'm never going to tell you not to do it. All I will say is to be very careful use the information you have, get as much information as possible. And then ultimately, you know, you make the most informed decision for you and or your family as well. So thank you all for listening. Really appreciate it. Again, leave a rating and review if you haven't. Thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.